Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
It's time now for Mind Your Business. Now, new and emerging technologies will redefine the global business landscape, especially the manufacturing sector, which is a keystone of Singapore's economic framework, right? The speed at which new technologies are now slowly taking over every aspect of the world economy makes it an imperative for all countries to modernize their manufacturing base and the services ecosystem that supports the process. For a trade-dependent economy like Singapore, where manufacturing forms the bulk of its exports and value-added growth, the unprecedented and exponential scale of technological diffusion brings both challenges and opportunities. But what has been done to encourage advanced manufacturing here? Well, the Agency for Science, Technology and Research, or ASTAR, and local manufacturing software company Arcstone recently opened a joint laboratory at ASTAR's Advanced Remanufacturing and Technology Center. The aim of this lab is to develop smart manufacturing solutions to help businesses speed up digital transformation to make operations more efficient and effective. But can more be done, perhaps, to encourage advanced manufacturing? What are some of the things we need to look at? And what kind of role does Arcstone have in this joint lab with ASTAR? We'll find out more right now with Wilson Deng, the CEO and founder of Arcstone. Wilson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
This is going to be quite an interesting conversation, but I'd like to start off first by trying to understand your company, Arcstone, a little bit. I know it's an experienced and dedicated software company providing the tools for Industry 4.0 and beyond, but what else can you tell us?
That's right. I think Arcstone essentially is a digital manufacturing solutions provider. We provide the tool sets to run the shop floor and operations on the factory level and connect it across the entire supply chain as well, focusing on providing tools that make it easy for users to take on the tool set, to digitalize and go paperless on the shop floor, connecting it to the supply chain so that you can see end-to-end how your production process is being run, no matter where they are in the world.
Right. So basically what you're saying is you can simplify all of this simply with data.
Exactly. And the core thing that we're trying to move here is that data is what makes it better. Having that visibility, having that transparency, being able to operationalize that data when it's coming in to make better decisions, you think it's a common sense thing, but it's actually quite a difficult thing to actually perform since you're transitioning a lot of the old ways of doing work, which used to be paper and pencil. It used to be something that people that have had 20, 30 years of experience learning and operating on the shop floor now need to convert this into a tool set that can scale, that can be taught to the next generation, that can actually bring about more additional value. If you keep everything in just individuals' heads, that's really hard to optimize. That's really hard to actually improve on.
Yeah, one way to really understand that is to take a look at the shipping industry. I mean, they have done quite a bit, but in the past, they were heavily dependent on pen and paper.
Absolutely. And it's not just the shipping industry. If you look at the construction industry, if you look at the mining operations, if you look at all the different things that you see in the industries now that is still lacking digitalization, manufacturing is the ones that are still playing a bit of catch up. And this is where Arcstone and the joint lab is really designed to try to elevate that and escalate that quickly by providing tools that help democratize this whole purpose of trying to transform and to make it easy so that you don't need an army of engineers to come in to be able to support that.
All right, so obviously tech and R&D involved here. Let's talk about what are some of the pain points that SMEs in the manufacturing sector are facing when they're trying to go digital.
It's definitely not an easy process. And I think even despite kind of the uptick in manufacturing operations so far, despite the COVID situation, it's still a daunting task to have to transform a traditional operation that you've been running in a similar way for the past couple decades. And now having to take on new tool sets, having a lack of talent that people capable of actually helping out with these digital understandings and to be able to transform. And of course, there's a lot of folks that have, as I just mentioned, decades worth of experience, but just don't have that, you know, digital touch. And having to update and transform that kind of mindset is definitely not easy. The solutions, though, they are around. Arcstone solutions are around. There's a lot of other solutions that are around. But you're going to need two hands to clap. You need great solutions, but you need the talent. You need the craftsmen, so to speak, to be able to take up these tools, leverage it, work on it and action on it when the data starts coming in. And that's something where education is a very, very critical part that needs to come in.
Okay, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because you guys have the tools, the solutions. So how does it work if I engage Arcstone? I mean, will you guys implement the solutions and, you know, provide training for the staff?
Yeah, it actually goes in a few ways. One is that in order for us to get going and to remove as many barriers from the shop floor and from folks and SMEs in general, is that we actually have a tool set called Arc Lite, which is completely free. It's unlimited. It's completely for anyone to use. There's no restrictions. It never expires. It's designed to help SMEs go fully digital. You don't need to actually have any sort of upfront cost. There's nothing to pay. And it's designed so that you can get a paperless operation directly running on your shop floor. Move everything that you used to do in paper and pencil into this particular digital tool. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is that we're working very closely with institutes of higher learning. For example, we work closely with the NUS in their master's degree program in Industry 4.0, giving these tool sets over to students so that they're learning how to use a digital tool set, a digital manufacturing execution system that allows them to then go and help these SMEs on board when they're ready. The same thing is with Temasek Poly. We've had their wonderful opening of their advanced manufacturing center just last month. And again, this is the same process of bringing these tools, not just to the institutes of higher learning, but getting them into the actual factories, getting students involved with the SME so that there's a helping hand, and they immediately become the next potential hires as well. It's this cycle that we're trying to grow. It's not just the solution, but how we build this kind of supportive ecosystem to encourage SMEs to adopt, but know that they will have the HR backing behind them and the talent pool ready to support these tools when they onboard it.
I see what you're doing there. You're going right to the next generation before they get into the workforce. And that does plug the gap in that sense. Based on that, Wilson, I mean, we talked about, you know, helping to encourage more people to pick up advanced manufacturing here in Singapore. The fact that you're going to schools, what does that say about the current state of advanced manufacturing here in Singapore?
It is a very vibrant space. There's a lot of companies that are driving a lot of fantastic solutions here. But one of the key, perhaps, hindrances for this to move even further is indeed this lack of this talent pool. Mm. There's a lot of interest, I think, if you look into software development, digital tools, mechanical engineering, etc. But they end up going into different fields. I think a lot of folks and a lot of the younger generation don't realize how advanced manufacturing has really kind of moved. One of the things that we have done a lot with and it's trying to propel more of right now with the Advanced Remanufacturing Technology Center, is to actually bring students and the next generation kind of folks into this environment. So you can see it's not your grandfather's old facility anymore. This is using the latest of technology. You have AGVs going around, cobots, advanced intelligence and machine learning tools, that cybersecurity being brought in, industrial IoT tools that's been used all the time. It is a very different environment from what people typically think of, kind of the old school kind of manufacturing operations. This is truly the advanced digital space. And hopefully what we're trying to do now is that to work with more of these institutes of higher learning to bring in these kind of use cases, these demonstration centers, these learning centers, to really get folks to realize that, you know what, this is what's lacking. This is what we need a lot more of. If you have the talent in place, there comes more innovation. There comes more implementation. There comes more utilization of these types of tools.
Yeah, the office is no longer a container shipping box.
Like, no, on TV. Absolutely.
I'm on the line this morning with Wilson Tung, who is the CEO and founder of Arcstone. Wilson, based on what you last talked about, I do wonder, though, has COVID-19 shifted the mindset towards digitalization, especially with the lack of talent that we saw before that, or people learning about it and then just not sticking to that field? Have people's mindset changed because of COVID-19?
Absolutely. I think COVID-19 has been one of those, you know, unfortunate shocks to the system where you finally realize that, you know what, I can't actually set foot into my factory anymore because of COVID regulations, or I can't fly out and visit my overseas factories anymore. How am I going to manage and run and process? And again, you have a growing talent pool that is not interested perhaps to be working always in a factory setting, but wants to move into the digital space or want to move into more advanced functionalities and development work. So you have a lack of workers in general. model. So looking at visualization to maximize the value and to have direct transparency over your processes becomes fundamental and essential, not just for making sure that you maintain and continue operations, but the information that is now needed to supply for the rest of the supply chain. Because most manufacturers, if you look at it in Singapore, you're providing parts and components and critical features and solutions to the larger multinationals of this world. And if you are not able to now provide real-time, live, validated data to prove the quality control and the output to do just-in-time manufacturing as best as possible, they're going to start looking for other options elsewhere. It's a very competitive environment. So that need to digitalize or be at a risk of kind of missing out is a very, very big condition that I think a lot of folks need to realize. And it's slowly catching up. Right? You don't want it to be a situation where suddenly your customer calls you and says, I'm going to need, you know, the last 3 years worth of data for proving an audit, and you don't have it available. You're going to be in deep trouble.
Yeah, well, with audits especially, you're right, man. Wilson, let's talk about this one. The joint lab that you have with A-Star, I believe it's an $18 million joint lab to help manufacturers go digital. What else can you tell us about that and, of course, Arkstone's role in that lab?
I mean, this is a very fantastic moment for Arkstone as we open up this joint collaboration. The intention is actually focused into four key research streams that we're designing new tools to be drag and drop and self-configurable for the end user. One of them is Envision systems to oversee operations on the shop floor easily and quickly. Another one is in the machine and human integration, allowing for drag and drop machine programming. A third one is actually in the supply chain and also scheduling procedures. How do we optimize the entire production process from your shop floor and connect that across the supply chain for all the other players that are in the ecosystem to get that final product produced? And last but not least, it's a very important factor, is how do we start bringing sustainability into the manufacturing space in a way that allows for users to look at sustainability not as a cost factor, but to be able to measure it and use it as a competitive advantage? And I think as a lot of manufacturing is a really reactive process to consumers in this space. What we're seeing a lot of the consumer demand now start to move over to is consumers realizing that every single thing that they buy has an impact on the earth. And as they become more relevant and aware of that particular impact, it makes them change their particular buying preferences. And in which case, manufacturers need to quickly adjust and improve. It's better for all of us anyway, but that at the same time, there's a lot of catch-up that needs to be done. So these particular tools that we're coming out with, especially on the sustainability side, is to make sure that they become democratized. It's not such a black box of where only the engineers understand, but to move all these tool sets into the hands of the SMEs so that any operator, any engineer, or any programmer or developer, or any folks that are on the ground even, that is just using the tool sets of a traditional worker, can adopt them quickly and start putting them into action.
You've got this, and earlier you mentioned the various collaborations you have with institutions, getting right to the kids, going out into the workforce. All this plays a part in terms of helping to supplement the lack of talent that we have seen in the past. What are your thoughts on how this will sustain and ensure that this talent pool grows?
I think a lot of that is part of the responsibility of Arkstone. I think even if you were to kind of look back at my personal side, where I came out from my university and having the experience and capability to have interned in a lot of different roles in my factories, that has been a big driving factor for me to fall in love with this industry. Mm-hmm. And I think it owed to a lot of the kind of the digital manufacturing providers, the manufacturing solutions providers now, to spend some time with the Institutes of Higher Learning to bring about a change of mindset, to open the eyes of students that, you know, originally may have gone over for a different role or responsibility somewhere else, sure, but had they only known that this was what manufacturing really was like, mm-hmm, how advanced it has become so far, and how there is such a demand for these particular types of skill sets, and the amount of impact that you can make in this industry, especially in the sustainability side for manufacturing, I think that's going to pull a lot of students over. So this will be a concentrated effort. It's not going to be something that will be done overnight, but it's a year and year on the kind of continued investment, so to speak. And it's a long-term investment from Arkstone's standpoint as well. The internships that we offer, folks that we would see joining us, say, 2-3 years later when they finally graduate, those are kind of the large achievements that we hope to be able to kind of land and get students kind of on board. But it's not going to be a sudden thing. And I think every company that is looking into digital manufacturing, advanced manufacturing now, needs to invest into the educational system by providing their time, providing the solutions, providing their capabilities to make sure that you capture this talent and let them know that there is this particular field that is wanting of their skill sets, that has tremendous impact that they can come into.
I've been speaking with Wilson Dung, who is CEO and founder of Arcstone. Wilson, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.